Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When my brother went out to Vegas with all his doctor friends and one of their friends got a suite and I walked in and I said, is someone actually staying here? Because I thought we were in someone's lobby.
And then you woke up.
I did not know.
And your brother was missing a tooth?
Was Charlie at the Excalibur? Because I know it's his favorite.
Look at that. It's got all the wonderful creatures up on top.
Were you in time for the jousting?
It's a Knight of the Round Table. Knight of the Round Table.
Well, see if you can spot the voice of the gentleman he interviews outside of Nats Park last night, Tommy McFly.
Oh, my goodness, Dory. We're at the first base gate. Are you guys excited about the Nats?
I love the Nats. I love the Nats.
All right, so last time we went was in 1933. What were you doing then?
I wasn't born yet.
No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
World Series Washington Nationals.
Woo! Woo!
Nats fever.
Woo! And also woot.
Woot. Woot. Woot. Woot. Who needs Bryce Harper? Huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Huh?
How do you feel like that now in your Phillies uniform? Huh? How's that feel right now? Huh? You feeling good, huh? Mr. Malcontent?
Mike, I thought...
Mr. Malcontent, you make it sound like a show on the BBC.
I would live in a world where the Orioles would have made it to the World Series before the Nationals.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what? Justin Verlander, and company, the Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. Aaron Judge is a Yankee. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Justin Verlander plays for another team.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were doing
wrong.
A bit.
I did too. That's how out of the loop I am. Never in my life have I been more embarrassed than right now.
Max,
all I'm trying to find is the stars.
Max.
On the
Max
can I do
Scherzer,
a,
Mike.
Max Scherzer is the main guy there.
Please.
And Zimmerman. He's a great player.
And
Gerardo
Strasburg.
Pera.
Steven Strasburg.
And Steven Strasburg.
Yes, yes.
It's fantastic. Really. This is a city
that
has been associated.
Baseball fan.
Well, no, I'm not a fraud baseball
fan.
I'm a fan.
Well,
I'm a fraud Nats fan.
Nats fan?
I'm a fraud Nats fan. I'm not.
Come on. Get wrapped
up.
If
they play the Yankees, I'll be
rooting
for them.
How about this, Mike?
Passionately.
You love the story.
I think I should.
Can't even agree to that?
I'm going to the World Series, by the way. I've got a ticket.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Why? You're mad at me now?
Of course. No, I just knew you would. You always insinuate yourself
into
the moment.
The moment?
You
the
do.
You're like, you wouldn't go to the World Series if you could go to the World Series?
You're an operator. You're an operator.
I'm an operator.
I'm
sitting there at the Nest, Big Owen Dukes, and one of the guys like, I have an extra ticket. And I said, what date?
Of course they do.
What date? And they gave me a date. And I wavered because I had worked the next day. And then after... like I would say 10 minutes, they said, I'm in for that Friday night game.
I know, you know what? I guess the reason I get frustrated with that is that that seat could be occupied by a real fan.
You know, Nostalgia Corner comes up this Friday, and I'm going to be doing my favorite Fred Astaire musical, Bandwagon.
Mm.
Did Chad, you know, by the way, would you pass along to your radio partner that
he wants to come on, by the way?
Okay, if he wants to come on, tell him that when he comes out, I'm not offering because he was soliciting for a partner to do another passion project
for
UFOs. Tell him for me that
you're
want
down
to do
for
a
that?
Whole show. No. I don't even, probably not even one
you're
podcast.
You're down with the Omni?
But when he comes on the show, tell him that I am a believer as well.
Yes.
And I did a full research paper on UFOs, including interviewing Roberta Chestnut, president of the Friendship Business Women's Professional Association, who is the UFO guru of Washington, D.C., and that I know a lot about the subject, and I am a big believer, and I would love him to come on and talk UFOs.
Oh,
that would be a fantastic...
Love it.
He might have his own agenda that he wants to come on.
Well, do you know what do you know about propulsion? anti-gravity propulsion.
Well, that was what they were working on allegedly at Area 51. That they were that's what the scientists were breaking down, methods of propulsion to help the us. Right? Am I right about
He believes that's not the case. He believes this is alien technology.
Well, but I mean, it was alien technology. That what I read about it was propulsion.
I'm not going to speak for him. What I'm going to do is I'm going to invite him onto this platform so you guys can discuss.
Was his interest in aliens?
And I also
want to
cover the whole golden ticket thing.
I thought you guys discussed it already. Oh, that everybody's doing it, is what you're saying.
His interest in aliens what first attracted him to you?
No, I'm not an illegal alien.
I never mentioned the legality of it.
It was interesting that my green card said alien on it.
Yeah, sure. Ooh.
Very. If you look at old green cards, it says resident alien.
Yes.
Why? What is? But I interrupt you. Why does he want to come on the show? Usually has a reason. He's a.
Oh, he's got a chair. He's a big charity to do for Stop Soldier Suicide coming up.
You tell him welcome.
And
I love him coming on.
He would like to promote, but also say hello.
I'd love to do that, and I'd like to talk UFOs, because I really kind of think that I go with the theory of how arrogant could we be to think that we on this little blue marble are the only things that are out there. I would think that there's an interesting article that I read recently about it that said one of the reasons that we may not have contact with other civilizations is that they've been out there, but they're so far away that in many cases they already burn themselves out, because civilizations like ours, it's not infinite. We're going to eventually.
I will make contact today. I know it's a busy day at the radio station because it's a gnat's fever, Mike. I think everybody has it.
All our friends over there.
Yes.
I'm talking about all the junkies, Lurch,
T-shirt,
EB, Cakes, and JP, and then Chad. Who of those five guys, who in your opinion would be the legitimate baseball fan of the bunch?
Yeah,
the real. Okay. A guy that really likes
baseball. Baseball.
Like
it's Lurch.
I don't think
Lurch is he's
baseball.
Oh, that's
right. Lurch is a Red Sox guy.
He's baseball.
Okay.
Like this is.
All right.
But okay. But though, let me put this in, and I'll give you broader background for
Lurch is a Red Sox fan, though, I should point out.
Yeah, but it's baseball, right? Like a seam head, if you want to call him that. Like someone that really is into baseball, not like you that kind of is into baseball, but doesn't know
what's going on. What's a seam head?
Prior to 2004, I was a much better fan.
You are.
Got kind of, I got that climb the mountain. And then,
yeah. A seam head is a baseball fan.
Okay, because of the seams
on
the
baseball.
Understood. Okay, I got you now. Mm-hmm.
The diamond is
what they call the field.
It's Barb, right. Moody, and Lurch Papa. Those are the two.
God, if we could breed them.
The biggest
and
fan.
Very tall baseball fan.
EB's probably just as excited, but it's good for business.
It is.
The thing about it, and I know both Lurch and Barb, they both are Red Sox fans as well. Isn't Lurch a Niners fan, kind of, too?
I don't know his football loyalties.
Where do you weigh in on the fan that has, like, a long-suffering relationship with a distant team, but then also they root for their local team? Where do you?
I think that's perfectly acceptable.
And then there's someone like you,
perfectly acceptable,
who has enough negative vibes built in that you will vote, you'll root for anyone who's playing the Yankees.
To be honest with you, I have to give. Washington, D.C., I was replaced. My job was eliminated.
This is
when
true.
The station went to all sports.
Mm-hmm.
So that does it for me.
Well, what if
let me just add this, right? The third annual Chad Dukes Veterans Day Jamboree is Saturday, November 9th, and it is at doors open at 7 p.m. at the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg, Virginia.
Great venue.
All the proceeds go to Stop Soldier Suicide. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. A nice plug for
come
a friend.
Tell him to come on and talk about that.
Yes.
I'd like to hear about that and UFOs and the...
Were you happy?
He can share his golden ticket story, which was funny when he yelled at me.
Were you happy? Were you happy when you saw that they're going to the World Series? They won the pennant. The Nationals.
Yes, for the city of Washington.
Okay, okay.
Well,
I was happy because it's a great story down here, and it's a suffering town. It's a town that suffered with the, this has been such a football town Mm-hmm. And they, you know, and it's taken this long. The more you get teams like the Capitals and the Nationals winning Mystics. Championships and the Mystics, you know, the more you got to realize that, okay, you're not going to be able to spoon feed us crap Washington Redskins and have us come back for more. And I hope that, you know, I don't know. I think ultimately the town of Washington, D.C. really cares about one sport. They do. Yeah, they
no, all, I but I think it's evolving. I think
most people would agree.
But I think it's evolving.
Yeah, but people get in.
Certainly evolving with the kids, with the you know new generations that are coming up now because you got your baseball team giving us all that. Yes.
But
that
all
joy.
These sports have to they have to move faster. We can all agree there. Like they Absolutely. Baseball needs to move faster. They're going to change the pitch count. They change the pitch count as far as this year goes. Next year it's going to get contracted where a reliever has to come in at least pitch three pitchers, and mm-hmm. that'll move the game faster. So yeah, that all is great. But let's focus on what's happening right now in the city.
Okay, personally, yes. I am happy for the city. If I can give you my personal view, the way it affects me personally, emotionally, I will tell a story to you now. And when I tell you how I feel, you're going to come away from this either laughing your ass off or you're going to say, that is one of the most petty, bitter human beings I've ever heard.
Okay.
Here's the way I do it. I was replaced by a sports station
right.
when they flipped formats at WJFK. I am still bitter over that. I may have, I think, sung for my supper and said that I would, you know, be able to handle a sports format. In the years that have followed, I've said, no, you know, really, I'm not that disappointed that I don't do that. But still, make no mistake, the way I look at it is I was replaced and Oscar's radio partner Chad came on and they put him on with a football player, LeVar Arrington, and I have been bitter ever since. So when it comes to the success outside of the Capitals, on of Washington sports franchises, I get bitter. I get bitter. It makes me feel sad
it's understandable.
That I'm not there celebrating
sad.
It after all those
sad.
Years. It gives
sad.
Me a sad.
Sad.
So the petty part of me says, well, if these sports teams like the Nationals and the Bullets, sorry,
Mike,
the
Wizards. They're called the Wizards now. I
the
think
Wizards,
nobody beats they changed
the
last season,
and
I think.
Especially the Redskins. If they win big, then that station wins big. And so I'm bitter.
I feel
I don't
you.
Like that.
I've got a bad relationship with
That's
the Redskins
my
myself.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't.
But at the same time, I got friends over there, but they're all okay. They're all more. They have more longevity, radio longevity than I have now.
But what about.
So, except, I mean, Chad doesn't. But
what
the
about the scoreboard
the
that says your quality of life is so much better.
Well, no, it just sticks in my craw when I hear that the junkies get rings from the Washington Capitals. Because I said, you know what, I just would have loved to be there for that run. And with the Nationals, I, you know, I'm a Red Sox fan. Everybody knew I was a Red Sox fan. But it's just, I sound like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, you know, you're a Red Sox fan.
Not good people. As the years pass also, you caught me in the second year of this podcast.
Yeah.
And you had a Nationals trip to the World Series, I would have been like, okay, we'll talk about something else. Now I'm just, I get into the fact
10
that
10 years later.
Because it's a suffering
fan
base.
You've let it go. Yeah, you've let it go.
It's a suffering fan base. That, not really. No, not me personally. I've not let my.
He's
you know,
loosened his grip, but he has not let go.
Mike. It will be interesting. If it is a Yankees Nationals World Series, I will be rooting for the Washington Nationals. Passionately.
What about Astros?
If it's
Nationals.
Stros, then the Stros, unfortunately, I'm going to have to root for the Astros because they beat the Yankees. And that's a solid. If you looked at the game last night.
Both games.
So your
yesterday afternoon and last night.
Your enemy's enemy is your friend.
When yesterday afternoon, they showed a picture of Prudential Center that said, go Stros on the side of it. which to me is so Boston because they're playing the Yankees. That's right. By the way, did the Astros win that game yesterday?
Astros won that game.
Yeah. All right. So,
is it 2-1?
Nationals.
Not sure.
You know, Nationals, come back to me when it's because I'm not sure I really want to root for the Astros either. I'd much rather root for the
Mike,
Nationals.
Let me cheer you up with something that I know will bring you great joy, even though you're sort of on
the celebration segment you were looking for, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm happy for
this.
Team,
this is
you
raw,
will like
Mike.
This. You will like
this. Is
this.
Raw.
And we start, Mike, with a flashback to March of 2019 when Bryce Harper does one of his first press conferences in a Phillies uniform. And I don't want to let this moment die because it was trending on Twitter last night. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia Philly Bryce Harper.
That's what I want to do. You know, we want to bring a title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street.
So I guess that misspeak sort of haunted
him
last night.
So he was giving his Phillies press conference,
and he accidentally
and he wants to bring a title back to
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, he misspoke. So.
What, a three-hour drive, two-hour drive?
Yeah, sir.
May I offer
He got
this?
His wish.
But Bryce Harper, you know, it doesn't matter. This is my advice to people in Nationals Nation.
Okay.
Do they have a Nationals Nation?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nat Nation. Natitude.
Nat Nation.
Natitude.
Natitude. Those with Natitude. You know, during the playoffs, when you got to the NLCS, that was fine. When that moment happened, then you could do the Bryce thing. Now, you are National League champions, and you are going to the World Series. The Bryce Harper looking back over your shoulder is irrelevant now. Now you're champions.
Right.
Okay? Now you're going to play for the World Championship. So, focus on the guys that are there.
What about the drunks, Mike?
Whatever their names are.
What about the drunks that all our friends and family and local TV had to deal with at the stadium, like Angie Goff?
Yes.
There is a GIF of Angie Goff trending nationally
and a
right
GIF
now,
of Angie GIF.
Where there's a drunk fan that comes up to Angie and hugs Angie and says, I love you. And Angie's like, whoa,
I have to see this. Send it to me.
You've been here a long time, Heisman. You know?
Yeah.
And she's live on air.
Mike, it was Ted Lerner that did it.
But then yesterday, I go back and I'm like an old man. I watch the news later on. So
sure.
I get back from Big O and Dukes and I'll watch it. And I catch a little bit of the NBC coverage.
Hold on, I think I might have the tape.
Oh, okay, please,
it.
Please.
Okay, so Mike, actually last night, before I can play the end of the game and all that stuff, but there was three great cutaways. The first one starts with, and I love this because Doreen Gensler sounds like Chip Baskets
yes.
when she's throwing it to him because there's so much yelling. And the big thing is the fans brought brooms because they swept the Cardinals. But keep in mind, this is Doreen Gensler.
Hey, Shamari, was that a broom in your hand?
Yes, it is a broom, fitting for the occasion, because the Nats swept the Cardinals, and it is a huge moment, just like a broom. You can see all of these fans right here, incredibly excited. They are waiting for this moment. They waited decades, and here they are. Tell me real quick, how are you feeling?
Oh, excited. I'm so excited. They brought it home to D.C. Let's go, Nats.
Go, Nats. Come over here with me.
Man.
You can see they are dancing over here and playing music. Here you go.
Louder.
It's so louder.
Come back over here. You can see all these fans have been waiting for this moment. And guess what? The Nats are NLCS champions. And now we're heading to the World Series.
All right, keep in mind, it's been 86 years since a DC team has played in the World Series. 86 years. And Mike, we have the classic Washington, D.C. bandwagoner. I pulled this tape especially for you.
I guess he's a little happy about something. I mean,
yeah, go Nats!
It wasn't all done in the first inning, was it?
I love it, man. I love it. I love Dave Martinez. Let's go Nats, baby. I can't believe it.
How long have you been in D.C.?
This is my second year in D.C.
Well, you know, we've been waiting for like almost a century for this sort of thing, right?
I can't believe it, man. This is amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't believe it's great. They really did. They have red hats. They have red hats. This is amazing. This
Mike,
is fantastic.
Before I play the final tape, I do want to play this. I think this is great because yesterday was Ted Lerner's 94th birthday and the man who brought baseball back to D.C. This is pretty sweet when he accepts the trophy.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since 1933, there will be a World Series in Washington, D.C.
I want to tell our fans, this is for you.
I love that. I just think it's nice.
That's sweet.
How? Confirmed. Is he in his 30s?
Yes, he is.
Born in the 1930s. That's
wonderful that he's still alive to see it. That's great.
Love
that's
that.
Wonderful news.
Now, Mike, one of your favorite personalities got to interview someone that you may recognize. Tommy McFly was actually outside of the game.
Where's Tommy now? Where's Tommy working now?
He's at Fox.
He's at Fox, doing a lot of internet stuff, But he was used on NBC last night. Can spot the voice of the gentleman he interviews outside of Nats Park last night, Tommy McFly.
Oh, my goodness, Dory, we're at the first base gate. Are you guys excited about the Nats?
I love the Nats!
All right, so last time we
went was in 1933. What were you doing then?
I wasn't born yet.
No. Are you kidding? Did he find his way to a camera?
Yes.
Actually, that's NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Cerito.
NBC, and that's Jimmy Cerito on our local NBC affiliate with the cutaway from Doreen.
Doreen,
what a whore! What a media whore! He had to be sitting out there like during the game,
waiting
for the camera,
waiting
to get on there.
He has one more coming. May I play you the entire clip in context?
Please do.
It's everything you love about television, Mike. It's Tommy McFly and Jimmy Cerito.
Oh my goodness, Dory, we're at the first base gate. Are you guys excited about the Nats?
I love the Nats. I love the Nats.
All right, so last time we went was in 1933. What were you doing then?
I wasn't born yet.
I wasn't born either.
Even more special for all those reasons.
That lady that just yelled, I wasn't born either, looked to be about 19. I wasn't born either!
Jimmy.
All right, let's go back to the tape.
Little baby sharks, little big sharks, little big choppers. What were you thinking all night long?
They kept it interesting, Tommy. They kept it interesting. Glad they pulled it off. Go Nats. Good job.
Go Nats! Go Nats! Hey, DC's got a World Series.
Small town, ain't it?
It is.
That's a small town.
That's all I couldn't say until tonight, you guys. We're at the first base side, and people are just making their way out.
Tommy,
a small town if your friend is a media whore.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I looked at Channel 4 last night. It was like watching Zelig.
Where were they doing the interview?
Right outside the stadium.
Yeah, it was. They had
right
like
outside.
Three corners covered.
Might not have even had a ticket. Yes. Where's the crew?
He
probably went and drank at the beer garden and then just walked over to the cameras.
There's a van with an NBC on it.
Yes. I see. Oh my God.
I'm drawn to the peacock.
All right, well, I thought it was
the Washington
guy.
Nationals. Who knows? Sincere, hearty congratulations. For somebody who knows long suffering, they're not long suffering because they haven't had the team that long.
Well,
but they
if you're from Montreal, you know, and they moved here, then you could be long-suffering.
And you could call the city exactly long-suffering because we haven't had any baseball success since the 30s.
If you were somebody who remembers the Senators, it's long-suffering, right, and you're a diehard baseball fan. So what can I say? Is Charlie Brotman still with us, or did he pass?
Golly, I don't know. Do you think he's partying with Ted Lerner?
Would you come up with Little Michael if we got tickets?
To the game?
Yeah.
To a World Series game?
Yes!
Oh, my God. No, start the show, Rob. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I should have known that old fool had one more trick up his sleeve. Y'all done good here. My inclination was to cut you all off, turn my back on you. I was this close to doing it. Y'all pushed me that much.
Well, that is all behind us now, Daddy. Because of my diligence, because I cracked the case, I'm now redeemed and we can move forward.
Yeah, but we were all there, Daddy, so we are all redeemed.
Okay, but I was there first, so...
I don't think you can get redeemed more than another person.
I'm redeemed more than Calvin.
You say, but it's not... I'm getting redeemed the most.
Yeah, but who found it?
Well, so you know what the hell it was.
First place redeemed, second place redeemed, third place
redeemed. We're not fighting, Daddy. We love each other. We're not fighting. I'm the main person that gets redeemed.
I forgive you, kids. But I won't forget... Let's go get our money. What?
That was Jesus, Daddy.
No, that was a karate person.
No, that wasn't a karate person. That was Jesus.
Oh. Sorry, big guy.
Is he hurt?
Ooh. Cut it out.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That baby Billy's a car Jesus that got broke?
Yep.
Isn't that what it is?
Yes. Fell out of his car.
Baby Billy's car Jesus. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara's show is TMOS to our friends, to Worldwide Podcast and Radio Show, with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, we send you a big baby Billy Jesus, because we love you so much. Sutter Creek, California, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, also Virginia. Is that next to Buco, Virginia?
Both great.
Roslyn Farms, Pennsylvania. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Phi Phi Thailand.
The
Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Hi to Phi Phi. Brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're humid, so human, not humid. It's humid down in Florida.
You know the weather.
You're humid, yeah. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming. Just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you are never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has a great database of food. Tracking your food is the key to the kingdom. I've always said that. It's really important. And Noom has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Oscar loves Noom.
Yes.
Carla loves Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's N-O-O-M. If you didn't know how to spell that, I'm worried about you, but I'm going to spell it for you anyway.
Do it slowly,
Noom.
Mike.
Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Noom.com/TMOS. Start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. The last weight loss program you will ever need. So welcome, welcome.
Boom, bam.
And yes, I think we got it covered.
Yes.
With that's Jimmy. I cannot
believe
you.
I wasn't born yet.
My jaw flipping dropped because he was just there.
We are 1 month out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are telling you that had our meeting about the show. It's going to be big fun. We are so excited. So many things going on, and it's going to be a great, great time out there. And can't tell you anything that's going to happen, but lots of things are in the works, and I can't wait. I look forward
and,
to it.
And I've just put in for, and at Vellas, we always talk about our costumes and what we're going to wear. Have you decided, Mike?
No. I've got a month. Give me every day of it. Day of it. You know, if you see me, you know, and I'm wearing a dashiki.
I'd love it.
You'll know that you know that I went the other way.
It's crunch time.
I fully. Well, yes, I could do a few crunches.
I was up late last night stitching and beading.
Excuse me. Yeah,
it's a fabulous outfit.
It's something that reflects
a heavy. There's a lot of glass beading that catches the light.
It's showbiz.
Well, what happens is you want the audience to see you, and it's a treat for the audience when you sparkle.
That's so true.
Yeah,
so
I learned that from Neil Diamond.
True. It's an intimate group.
It is
an intimate room,
but still, it's you want to sparkle.
It's a small theater.
I was excited though that you, a lot of I would say the pre-production that we've been handling for the last 2 months,
right.
And our pre-production meeting that we had 3 months ago, all of that is coming together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think we can be public with saying that we are bringing in Katie Forbes, Powers, Von Herman, Sacco, and Vanzetti to assist with our presentation, she of the HF Festival. If you're thinking we don't take it seriously, think about somebody who got involved with that big an event and is going to be helping us with our event.
Yeah.
So this is going to be terrific. We don't look, what we've always said, somebody said this to us, we were doing a small show at the DC Improv years ago. And someone said, you know, these other shows, a lot of these podcasts in particular, you know, they come in
they get up with stools and they just, it's very.
Well, they're too cool for school and the minimalist thing. Yeah, we get that. And more power to those guys. They're funny and they do good shows and they have fun things to say. We like to put on a little fun show.
Yeah.
We like to have a few bells and whistles and things because it is live and it's not like what we do every day. And the basis of it is what we do every day, which is the three of us flapping our gums. But we like to do a few dog and pony things. And that's why the people that have gone to our live shows, we have a lot of repeat business. Mm-hmm. And people are already starting to get excited about it. And people are already planning their little conclaves in and around Old Town, Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's going to be big, big fun.
I'm excited because there's so many new things we're bringing that it's even if you've been to every live show, you're going to see stuff you've never seen.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And in my particular case, in the non-show hours, prepping for it, doing it, with doing a show both Friday and Saturday, I believe that Mrs. O'Mara has given me permission to exercise
my gambling demons Ooh. And to participate. Well, I have to. I can't be around that and not, you know, be floating around.
It would
around
be a sin in Sin City.
It would be a sin to not
and a
do
loss,
that.
Yes, a true loss, a lost opportunity.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
And you're still out there for 2 weeks, right?
A month.
A month.
I'm leaving a Thursday.
Well, it's four, if you can call well, 4 weeks.
It depends when the Comrex arrives.
I hear bells.
Yes.
I enjoy, you know, there's no Thanksgiving turkey like a Vegas Thanksgiving turkey.
I agree. It's Mike O'Mara's turkey it's in yummy. Las Vegas.
That might be a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Love it.
Could you imagine if you had a relative in Las Vegas that was maybe the matriarch or patriarch, and that's where everybody would have to go?
Who may have gotten on a plane to go to Las Vegas on the Friday after Thanksgiving? This guy.
I remember,
Really?
I might have flown out Thanksgiving night. Might have actually done that.
Was that the man when you were next to the sick gentleman?
The sick gentleman? What do you mean?
The one who threw up next to you and said...
No, that was Las Vegas at Christmas time.
Oh, okay, of course. Forgive
me
for
big
jumbling my holidays.
That is after divorce number one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's understood. Yeah. That's understood.
That's after divorce number one. The lonely guy. I went out with my friend Sean Murphy, and we went out there, and we connected from Reagan National, and I think it was just National at that particular time.
Sure.
And we flew Midway Airlines to Midway Airport, where it was snowing, and then we collected all the, they went by, I think they
Midway
took
Chicago, right?
Yeah, Midway Chicago.
It's the one that is in O'Hare.
I think they took a street sweeper and got the passengers for that plane to hop on and board in Chicago, and they hopped on the plane, and Sean and I, you might be surprised to know, had spent the better part of our flight enjoying some adult beverages, so that when we landed in, thank you, yes, when we landed in Midway, we actually landed, and then we're enjoying the adult beverages, and we waited till takeoff, which was a big mistake. And then when the plane took off, first thing we wanted to do was get up and go Winky Tink.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we both made our way to the back of the biplane or whatever we were flying on there. And as we're standing there, of course, the back bathroom was occupied because there are 40 people doing what we're doing. And this man comes stumbling down the center aisle to the back of the plane, and he walked by me. And it was me, Sean, I think a flight attendant on the other side, really small airplane, and the door was locked. And he walked by me, and as he walked by me, all I heard him say was, sick.
Oh!
And
I heard him,
and he went by, and he yakety-yacked all on the floor back there in the... And I went, and I remember he had like a 3-day stubble.
Yeah.
Not the Don Johnson stubble.
Right.
But like I haven't shaved. Yes. Just I'm gross. And he was, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know, Mike, why I associated that with Thanksgiving when it's so clearly a Christmas story.
It's a Christmas story. The other memory of that is I was new to the game of craps, but I liked it. And
moves fast.
I took a very small amount of money, and I went to a crap table, and I became the shooter.
Right.
And this is, someone told me that if I'd known the game of craps, I could have won tens of thousands of dollars. I rolled the dice 74 straight times.
Oh my God.
74 straight times.
Holy smokes.
And then I hit let me see. I hit a number. And because I didn't know, I said, okay, I'm done. And they all went, no.
Don't leave. You roll till it's over.
I made like $2,700, which I thought was an amazing amount of money.
Still a lot of money.
And they said, no, you didn't know what you were doing.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know either. What would you just double down your
craps
bets?
Craps is craps. You put the, you can press the bet.
Anywhere you
can
there's
you
can so keep much
increasing.
Going on. Yeah.
You can bet 20 different, you know, you can bet all these different numbers. You can buy the pass line. Would you guys do it all
just
the time.
Put more money down on your rolls or?
I would have just bet more numbers. I know I wasn't betting a lot of numbers. And with 74 rolls, everybody's numbers got to hit. You know, you're hitting everybody's number. It's happening before you crap out, before you seven out. You know what I mean?
It had to be at one point where you were the most popular man in the town.
Yeah, the only sevens I was rolling were the come out, where you throw the first deck. And that's what wins for the table. And then you roll a number, and you roll. Then you hit the number, then you come out, seven out. It was going that way. It was really going that way. It was incredible. And I remember getting booed
You know, but it was the story of my life back then. I mean, I was walking with a little, you know, both divorces, little black cloud floating over my head, you know,
just Schlep rock.
And it was, it was, you know, and it was the cheap, and we stayed. I remember where we stayed. No offense to the fine people that still run this hotel, but we stayed at the Excalibur.
Oh, that's a
nice.
Which looks like a lovely English castle
was
from the
Charlie
outside.
Was there?
It looks like a bad Motel 6 on the inside.
Was
one that's never been renovated.
Was Charlie at the Excalibur? Because I know it's his favorite.
Look at that. It's got all the wonderful creatures up on top.
Were you in time for the jousting?
It's a Knight of the Round Table. Knight of the Round Table.
Well, if they were smart, they should have called HBO by now and made it something Game of Thrones-esque.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. No. That would require an influx of cash.
That's
if you want to get a great deal in Vegas, you know, I suggest ringing those people up.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done a remodel.
Doesn't make
a million hotel rooms.
Oh, no. Last time I was out there, I think Carrot Top had his residency there, and that says a lot.
it was something to be. I remember going, hey, Excalibur.
Mm.
You know, you don't think it's going to be extremely, it shouldn't be Excalibur, it should be extremely disappointed is what it should be.
The original name of the hotel was Excretion.
Excretion. The thing about it is, though, it was after the fact that Vegas started becoming known for the, you know, the suite rooms.
That was one of the first on the new part of the
suite.
But wasn't that one of the first on the new part of the town? It was that and the, it was over there.
Paris, I think, was another one. Right?
I always.
Mandalay.
And this is the Rube in me. I don't know if it's generational, but I always go back to Rain Man and that suite that they had when they went to Vegas.
Hangover is another great suite.
And the Hangover as well,
right?
Where you open up, like, you don't know. It's a two-tiered room.
Yes.
And anytime I see two tears, and the last time I've ever seen two tears outside of me or my wife weeping is the
wordplay.
The tears when my brother went out to Vegas with all his doctor friends and one of their friends got a suite. And I walked in and I said, is someone actually staying here? Because I thought we were in someone's lobby.
And then you woke up.
I did not know.
And your brother was missing a tooth?
No.
Someday. I have never stayed.
By the way,
due to my degenerate habits, I have been a guest of many facilities.
But you get a double. You get a king size or a double, I bet.
I get a king size. Yeah. I've never been in the Whale Suite, which, and by the way, the facility that we are all enjoying, I don't believe they have one.
They'll comp you a beverage if you're gambling, like any other casino.
Of course.
They'll get you a buffet, like any other casino. That's about
The food,
it.
The food. Fantastic. I find the food to be fantastic. Solve. You know,
I will say this. They don't have that thing where you go in and they have remote control for the Venetian blinds. But if you call down, they'll send a guy up.
Yeah.
And he will open your blinds for you.
It's big
Rodrigo
fun.
Will be up in 15 minutes.
You got the
minutes.
Mob Museum to the right, Zappos to the left.
Yes. Right, street tacos for days.
Yes. Well, Vegas, we're coming. The month away.
Here we go.
We're
here excited. We go.
Come on. I'm getting ready for the living in the lap of luxury from the time that Spirit Airline takes off with the 1-inch thick foam on the chair for 3.5 hours.
I'm sorry, Midway is no longer with us, Mike.
Yeah.
Perhaps they'll sponsor a bonus show read this week.
Yeah. By the way, if you're counting on me sometime on Friday to be, give me 2:00. 2 p.m. for any meetings. Thank you. Thank you very much.
2 p.m.
We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to hear the review. You can do it. It's Rob's Corner. You can do what you want.
All right.
I want to either hear about the Sharon Judy Garland movie, or I want to hear about shopping with your son.
We should lead with Judy because it's more pressing, I think.
Judy. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
With that new renovation show on the TV, everybody's talking about the Brady Bunch again. So, do you remember me? I'm Sam the Butcher. I used to provide Alice with my meat. Whoa. If you want some groovy fun, make sure to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, a 6-episode of TMOS every week that's ad-free, uncensored, and the content is as juicy as medium-rare sirloin. Luckily, the TMOS Bonus Show is totally vegan, yet keto-friendly. I don't know what that means, but it sure sounds good. Duh. Just click the link at MikeOmeraShow.com and grab that bonus content so you can support TMOS. Next time, I'll tell you about the time Mr. Brady came into the shop and bought some foot-long hot dogs and then reached under my apron. I let him do it. The 70s were wild. Just ask Ann B. Davis.
She could go all night. The bonus show. Sink your teeth into it. Right, Alice?
Sexy
Welcome back
Sam.
To the Mike O'Mara. Yes, sexy Sam. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Nobody really enjoys the ins and outs of mortgages and whatnot.
Whatnot.
Probably because almost nobody really understands how they work. Notice I said almost nobody. Mm.
Right.
Because nobody understands it like the folks at Cornerstone. So if you are looking for a way to take advantage of the current financial climate, you got to hit up Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage interest rates are at their lowest level in 3 years. Rates are now about 1.25%. They're 1.25% lower than the they were.
You drink Crown when you wrote this one, just out of curiosity.
No, it's perfectly written.
I'm just checking. You know, you know the. So if you're looking for a way, you know, a way was one word. You realize that, right? So far and away is the way you wrote that.
I was just saving space.
Thank you. Rates are now about 1.25% lower than they were just 1 year ago. On a $300,000 loan, that means a difference of $225 per month or $2,700 a year.
Bam.
Tappable home equity and consumer debt are still at an all-time high. So now is the time to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone offers free rate float down. So if rates get better, your rate gets better too. Mm. Boom. Cornerstone First will meet or beat any competitor's advertised interest rate. Some restrictions apply. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. That's the Cornerstone commercial you wrote.
Tap it, Mike.
Now let's do something you like. You're going to talk about your life. Okay, there you go. Take it away, Rob.
Okay, so this movie with Renee Zellweger called Simply Judy. And I
not
want
not Joker.
No, no, and not Jexy.
No.
It's on one of those other one word J movies that's out right
Judy.
Now. It's called Judy.
But it was cool that both you guys went to a J movie this weekend, the big movie. Judy wasn't getting that much buzz, but Joker was. So Oscar went to Joker,
and
Rob
went
to Judy.
Wasn't Renee Zellweger before she had some work done, which is fine. Everybody does that.
Wasn't
she referred to as a Joker face?
I believe so. Yeah, absolutely right.
And then she, on a couple of interviews, has disputed whether or not she did have plastic surgery. So,
but no one can dispute what we've established on this show. She's one of the small-mouthed people.
Now, why do you obsess? This is like when you get someone who has cross eyes.
This is not my thing. Listeners have brought this up.
What's wrong with small mouths?
Not a problem at all. Not for me. But anyway.
I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Explain it to him.
Yes.
Explain your obsession.
I think it's
with
funny because
thing,
a listener,
yes.
and I don't know what listener first wrote it and said that Bernadette Peters has a small mouth, which is true. Because
right?
I don't know if it's the size of the mouth or the way that she holds it when she talks.
Shirley Temple would be a small mouth person.
Even when she was grown up, still a small mouth.
But look, again, I might be the foreigner here, which I am. But I don't understand. I've never looked at a woman's mouth or a guy's mouth and be like, you've got a small mouth.
Well, I think what it is.
Oh, I have. I have looked at women with, I like big mouth women. I like Julia Roberts has a large mouth.
Okay. Carol Channing.
Cameron Diaz has a large mouth. Two of my favorite actresses. I like big, big, shiny teeth, big rows of teeth, and a big smile.
And I think what happens, and I don't think it's the size
Maybe
of the mouth.
Not a mouth guy.
Just so much as the way they hold their mouth. So, but Renee Zellweger is that kind of a.
I like my women to look like an emoji.
Well, you would have loved Joker. His mouth was huge.
Yeah, but see, I'm not going to date him.
No. Thank you. He's flawed.
But
flawed
are you
guy.
The same way with cross-eyed people that you get obsessed with people you think are cross-eyed?
Well, people that are cross-eyed, like most of the Dixie Chicks and Andy Cohen.
See, I haven't. The lazy eye situation, is that the difference?
Not lazy, cross-eyed.
No, cross-eyed.
Yeah,
cross-eyed.
Lazy eye is a different person.
Yeah, Rudy Martsky had a lazy eye.
Rudy Martsky has a
and would come and go.
Would
come and go. Yes.
Oh. Right.
Depending on.
I've learned so much this morning.
Depending on the time of the evening.
All right. So small mouth Judy Garland.
Yeah. So, but first of all, I went and saw it at a theater that I very much enjoy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
And then again,
really be in his cups, it would start to go.
Almost like being at a manufacturer that would make electricity.
Flutter a little bit.
Yeah. But one of my favorite movie theaters is the Cobb Theater. I know the Alamo is very nice.
We know you're a Cobb guy.
But the Cobb also has beer. They have the reclining seats.
Great salad.
Did you know that Maddie's uncle invented the Cobb salad?
did not know that.
That's not true.
Like 5,000 people that say they invented
I know,
the
it's not true. But picked my mom up. It was her birthday. She turned 69. I love her very much. Happy birthday, Sharon. And I brought her.
Not that I'm like old enough to be your father.
Well, you'd have to have made a bad mistake.
And you would have had to have been present.
That's true. Yeah. Anyone can, well, no, anyone can be a father. He's just not claiming to be my dad.
My dad.
So I brought my mom.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Brought her some flowers, went to Target and bought some movie theater style candy so we didn't have to pay movie theater prices for candy.
Mm. Very cool. We went, sneak them in. Did you sneak them in her purse?
Half in her purse and half in my hoodie. I rattled as I walked. But oh, we went.
Wow. You had it like in your hood?
No, in the pocket.
Oh, no, you
get. How are you going to notice?
Okay. Yeah.
Put that down.
Yeah, that's right. So, right. By the way, the big movers, Junior Mints and Milk Duds, both great.
Really?
Yes.
But aren't you afraid that if you have something square in the front of your hoodie pocket, they're going to notice that you have contraband?
I would say step off. Okay. I'm not paying your prices.
Ain't like TSA, right?
That's
nobody's
right.
Nobody's going to tackle you.
Yeah.
I always feel a little scummy. Going in there.
I do too, but I've done it.
Well, you probably could have just ended that sentence at the word scummy.
Wow.
I don't necessarily sneak snacks in. Carl and I routinely for a period of time would take a sandwich in from Subway.
What long?
We'd go to Subway and she'd put Subway in her purse.
I forgot about this. That's right. Mm. And we chastised you for it because if you got like teriyaki, you can stink up the joint when you walk in.
Stink the theater. But I never had. I had like roast beef or turkey.
Or tuna, no big deal.
It depends on the age of the tuna.
Tuna. Can you imagine?
Tuna sandwich.
Yeah, I had a delicious lox
concept of a tuna sub. Sandwich. I don't like tuna.
You're sitting there with your popcorn like, who the F is eating tuna right now?
So what were the snacks that you brought?
I gave her the choice of Swedish fish, Twizzlers, Milk Duds, Junior Mints. There was one other. What was it?
Sour Patch Kids?
Got it. Motherfucking Dots.
Oh, Dots. I love
so
it.
She likes a fruit-flavored candy?
Well, no, I gave her the choices. She went both chocolate. We brought.
Did you bring into the theater?
We brought them all into the theater, but the ones that were consumed. The ones that were consumed were the Duds.
Hold on a second. Now, slow down because you're conjuring because you don't want to tell the truth.
No.
Tell me exactly. You brought in.
What was your
Swedish
satchel?
Fish.
Yes.
Dots.
Yes.
Milk Duds.
Yes.
And Junior Mints. You brought in four candies.
And Twizzlers. Five.
And Twizzlers.
Five.
Yes. You brought in
four. For two people.
But the only ones that were hit upon were the Junior Mints were slightly touched. The Milk Duds were destroyed and the Twizzlers were half consumed.
Yeah, but you're the Eagle Scout of snacks.
Right.
Because you came overprepared.
Of course. And the rest
so
of them.
So you had a full container of Swedish fish.
Well, you see, they were the dollar size boxes.
So they're small.
They were small-ish, but the thing is,
they're small in his hands.
When I went,
they're small in my head too. I'm a fat guy too. Right,
but when small. I went to see Joker at Cobb, I bought Twizzlers $6.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$6, and I wasn't going to do that again.
When the kid
but a larger container than the dollar kind.
Yes, but still, $6? Yeah, come on.
The kid behind the counter, I'm literally...
We're not supposed to put butter on the Milk Duds.
I ask him, I'm like, hey, man, do you have any other candies that are out here? He goes, I'll be honest with you, man, all these are ripoffs.
Yeah.
So true. So ridiculous. Yeah. And by the way, theaters are down. They want to know why they're down.
I say the same thing every time. I bought Robert Sour Patch Kids. I bought myself Twizzlers. They said $11. I said, how are you making any money?
Become a Stubbs member.
Yeah, got to. So the thing is I knew it was going to be an upper demographic when I went and saw Judy because it really doesn't appeal to the millennial and really the Gen Xer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that I was going to be the youngest person by 30 years in the theater.
Wow.
And you go into Cobb and they have the thing, either you buy the tickets in advance, which I did, or when you buy your tickets at the counter, you select your seat.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no fighting for seats when you get to the theater.
But you select regardless.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do risk the occasional moron that doesn't realize what their seat number is or their it drives me nuts.
So I bought tickets the day before and I saw that the theater was already half full. This was going to be a pretty big house because Judy is not showing in a lot of places. I had to it wasn't playing around the whole city. So I got our ticket, I got my favorite two seats on the aisle, second section, right? And go in, scan, get my tickets, go in, and it looks like God's waiting room. There's just old people for days.
Right.
And I look at the ticket, and I say, this can't be right. And I look, and I look again, and I said, I take my phone out, and I actually use the flashlight to make sure seats D1 and D2. And
that's,
I go up.
That's my seat.
And I go up.
What's D1 and D2?
The two small
row D. It's
the
second it's aisle seat, second section.
Yep.
Another reason Rob and I are... twin sons of different mothers.
It's the best seat for a theater.
That's the best seat. It's not down. Usually you have a row of infirm seats in front of you. Then you have the down area, which is right down in front of the screen. And it's just the first seat of the second section, which is the middle section.
Oh, wow.
And so I go there. And
I sit upper left-hand corner.
Like back towards the back of the theater?
I like it back there.
No, but you know, to be honest, that's good too. Now that the theaters are smaller and stadium seated, there's really not stacked. A bad seat.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's not.
That's not bad.
Well, that's when I go alone, most people don't sit there. So I'm not as ashamed.
They've made it better, but I still can't do the first two rows.
I do want to stay on time today. Okay. We're going to come back and find out about what happened to your seats. So okay.
And we know that you over prepare for snacks. It's fantastic.
And I still have dots in my pantry.
And you put them back?
Well, of course. You're not going to throw away good dots.
Yeah. I dated a girl at American University that had dots in her pantry.
Oh, that's
a
different
story. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Michael Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. On this episode, we take a tour of Savannah's potent potables. Dan and I realize we're the stupidest people on the planet, and Rob explains the origin of the popular saying,
"Hey, give me that candy cane."
Everybody's saying it.
No, they're not.
Oh.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't get me started on that one. Hiring can be a slow process.
Yes.
Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So he switched to ZipRecruiter because ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. ZipRecruiter identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found out his new director of coffee was right there. He did it in just a few days, the end. The results are there. They're wonderful. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. The smartest way to hire. Hire that man or woman. Thank you. Now back to the theater. All right, so you were, when we left you, you were looking at your tickets and you had it, something
and
was
so there's,
awry.
And so there's two old crones sitting in our seats. Crones. And I go up and I say, "Pardon me, I believe these are our seats." And she looks at me blankly, says nothing, glances to her assistant crone, who may be her daughter. I mean, you know, that when they get past like 60, it can be like a 60-80 switch, and maybe it's a mother-daughter, maybe they're sisters, I don't know.
Maybe they're dating.
Maybe, could be, and God bless them. But
right.
I said, "I think you're in our seat." And I point, I say, D1, D2. And she says, "Ah!" And gets up and moves because you know what were in their seats? Their coats. So obviously, I don't want to actually sit with my coat, so I'll just put the coat on the seat I bought, and then I'll move over here, and I'll have this seat, which is better. Well, you can't have my seat, lady. You're old, and I got my eye on you. So now,
it was inconvenient.
It was horribly and rude.
So right to the right of them were their coats.
Yes, that's where they knew what they were doing. Don't look at me blankly. Even the 60 or 80, you're with it. You picked your seat. You had to. It's how it works.
But no words were exchanged or anything like that. No. You don't like.
I believe what she said was a mumble.
All that's going on in your mind though is you're standing there like quietly. Yeah. All that is going. They don't know that they're standing over a man that's well over 6 feet tall, that comes in, weighing what most common linemen in the NFL weigh.
Oh, well, my God. Well over 200 pounds. Yeah.
And inside your mind is this rage going on.
Because she thinks by looking at me blankly, somehow she's going to win.
Also.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? Exactly. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. Let me go sit on the floor.
It is annoying.
I bought a ticket, too, and I paid more because I'm not 80.
Well, the hostility is entertaining. I will say, when I go to the reserve seating section and check my seats, and I'm with my wife, I'm always prepared for battle when I walk into that DC theater.
Sure.
Because
people do it all the time.
I would say 80% of the time, it's some F-stick with his feet up, and he's with his friends, and I'm like,
yeah.
I got to walk and be like, hey, man, not for nothing.
They're my seats. Yeah. And then the attitude will be, oh, man, what's that? Well, the big deal is we got probably a sold-out theater
I've gotten sit over, like, I mean, what about these two, right?
The reason
I've gotten
you
that before, and I'm like, there's going to be somebody coming to have this exact same conversation with me because of this.
Right.
Now, the if you reason, kindly move to your seats.
There's a reason they're reserved. There's a reason you have to hit a blue box and make it gray.
And I arrive with probably 10 minutes of trailers.
Sure.
So the beauty of if you don't care for the 20 minutes of trailers, is you can arrive midway through and those seats should still be open.
Because you reserved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, or you can arrive like a minute after the show's supposed to start like you do with our show.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, that's different. This is one of one, and it's D1.
If he paid $12.75 to be here, he'd be here on
one
time.
One of one.
Exactly.
All right, so we get in our seats, and then, you know, the trailers are rolling, and because it's Judy, I'm not getting, like, action trailers. I'm getting a lot of British stuff, getting stuff with subtitles, and then I look over, and I'm guilty of this too, but right away, as soon as they sit down, the Crone sisters recline the seats with the button. And they're going into full autopsy table mode, and that's fine.
Right.
And so the movie starts, and I hear it's me on the aisle, then my mom, then Crone 1, then Crone 2. And I hear Crone 1 opposite my mother, because, you know, she's only 3 or 4 feet away from me. I hear, as the movie begins, and it's a quiet beginning, and, you know, the big sparkly Judy letters come up, and I hear,
completely
gone. Absolutely gone.
Like the act of reclining the seat.
And I look over to my mom, and my mom's eyebrows are halfway to the sky. I said, and I just shrug. I just show her the glass globes in my hand. It's like, well, how could this happen? This one, she was.
And I even started.
She moved to a seat 4 minutes ago. And then the other crone goes over and gives her a note. She's like, it's starting. It's starting. And she wakes up.
Do you think it's the older of the two that's gone?
Yeah, the older that's sleeping, yes. And the younger one, who is so young that she's only been in AARP for 10 minutes, she wakes up. It's starting. And then in full volume, the old lady says, it's not my fault these seats are so comfortable. They were relatively.
That's a great line, though. That's a great line.
They were relatively trouble free for the rest of the film. So that's okay. No rattling papers or anything. So it's good.
Is it time for our review yet?
Because
I'm an old queen too, and I want to go see this movie.
Mike, go see this movie. It is every bit of 2 hours, but it doesn't lag. I'll tell you this, it is not a real, between this and The Joker, not a really uplifting pair of films.
How'd she lose her fortune? Spoiler alert.
She was drugs.
She was mismanaged. She was totally mismanaged and abused her entire life.
How was she discovered?
She was discovered as a part of a singing trio. Oh, they don't really go into it, but the fact is she was part of the Gum Sisters, which were a singing trio.
Like
she,
for the Double Mint Gum?
No, that was their name, Gum, G-U-M-M.
Yeah, it's another little...
Stop it!
I got Dayquil.
Small mouth.
I'm really gums. Sorry.
Perfect size mouth. But they did a few short films. They were discovered by MGM, and they made in motion pictures.
Are you ruining something if I ask how far back it goes?
A portion of the movie is told in flashback, and I was going to bring this up anyway. The weakest part of the movie is the flashback, because the girl that plays Judy Garland as Dorothy at 19, shooting the Wizard of Oz and coming to terms with her drug abuse and all of this, and being totally railroaded by the system, gives a fine performance, but doesn't resemble Judy Garland at all. It's like they didn't even try. The hair color is wrong. The eye color is wrong. She just doesn't resemble her. But they do a good idea. They do a great job of communicating the way she was abused to a point. I mean, we're always told that the studio filled
like
her with
physical
pills.
Or
no,
drugs.
Okay. Drugs. They imply there might have been some sexual stuff. It's implied. I've never heard of it, so I don't.
Let me ask you this. The one thing, because I'm old enough to remember actually watching her on television when I was a kid. Let me ask you, when would it be safe to say that Judy Garland was the very first celebrity who was obviously under the influence of stuff when she was on television. I mean, she looked messed up. She looked messed up to a five-year-old.
Yeah.
Me.
I remember that. If anyone has any interest, Google her on the Jack Parr show. She'd come on the Jack Parr show, and she would do 60 Minutes and ramble and tell wonderful stories the way an old drunken man would tell wonderful stories. And that's what she resembled. But the thing is at this point, she's only 45 years old.
Yeah, and looked horrible. Looked horrible.
One of the things they did that had never really sunk in until I saw this in the flashback, she tells her nurse that MGM Studios gave her, she says, please let me skip my medication. I just want to sleep. She couldn't sleep as a kid. 17, 18 years old, she was so drugged up. They kept her all hyped up on uppers.
So she could work.
Work and stay skinny.
Wow.
Yeah. So the flashback sequences are effective. They're effective in storytelling.
I'll look up the Judy Garland drugs that did it.
Please send them over.
But anyway, just last 60-second review, 4.5 out of 5. Her performance, Mel Zegwiger's.
That's high. 4.5 is super high.
But it's such an amazing performance because she conveys the fragility of someone who is on the brink, the way she almost shakes a little bit, the way she's almost totally off balance, the way she's so needy, and yet she lights it up when she's on stage. She does approximate Judy on stage as well as being the sick Judy very
Academy
well.
Academy Award contender?
Absolutely. She will be at the front of the list.
You asked it. That's good. Okay, so that's good. I'm going to go see it.
It'll be a trophy for actress, but not for picture.
Okay, gotcha. That's great. Great review. Happy birthday, Sharon, too.
Yep.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
And, you know, just bring in the dots next time. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Angie with a new Oh My Gop show out now. We've got some great last-minute do-it-yourself Halloween costume ideas. Mike, because you're so into decorating, we're going to show you where you can download free bat templates to dress up one or all of your houses. Oh, and Mike, we also figured out a way to get you into a parade. Then you can monster match. Subscribe to the Oh My Gop show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
I'll tell you, I just love those promos where she's talking about me. That's having Angie Goff talk about me. That makes me happy. No matter what she says. Tell her she can be meaner. She can be a lot meaner. Absolutely. Oh. She can be as mean as she wants. Making fat jokes and old jokes and marriage separation 21-year jokes. I'm down with that. I love Angie. What's that?
Prom jokes.
Prom jokes. Any jokes she wants to make at my expense.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Mike, you big fat dummy.
There you go. Oh, my God. Ooh, excuse me. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, no.
Fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. It's a hassle, man.
Hassle.
Pony, are you listening to me?
Absolutely. It's terrible.
It's a hassle. Which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS, people.
News.
Dots.
Dots.
MF
and dots.
MFDs.
Okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Good crop this year. You know, I based the
inductees or nominees.
Nominees. They haven't. The 16 goes down to 9, I believe. That's the way it works. This would be potential to be a great show.
Okay,
one of my all-time favorite groups, Pat Benatar.
Great.
The Dave Matthews Band.
Ooh.
That's a good set. Depeche
Amazing
Mode.
That they're that they're eligible. It seems like
they've been eligible.
Yeah. Wow.
Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, great band.
Good band.
Doobie Brothers.
Finally. Overdue,
Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm. Oh God,
Judas Priest, and now we begin the
heavy
moment
hitters.
Where you make the trip.
Right.
Yeah,
Kraftwerk.
Well, very influential.
Yeah, oh, I love
what,
that.
Ed Michaels,
MC5.
It's not that. It's German electronica.
Motorhead.
Hey, Lemmy.
Nine Inch Nails. The Notorious B.I.G.
Yes,
Rufus,
Biggie.
Featuring Chaka Khan. Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy. To be eligible, you had to have a single or album released in 1994 or earlier. The final class will be announced in January. Usually six or seven acts are inducted, and the ceremony will happen in Cleveland on May 2nd. Nine of the nominated acts, Pat Benatar, the Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers, Motorhead, Notorious B.I.G., Soundgarden, T-Rex, Thin Lizzy, and Whitney Houston, were nominated for the first time.
Do you think even Thin Lizzy thinks they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Really, it's a little thin, I think, on hits.
Who's Thin Lizzy?
Thin Lizzy did The Boys Are Back in Town, and We're Having a Jailbreak.
Oh, that's right. I always get Thin Lizzy mixed up with the Pat Travers Band. I always get that messed up.
What about Kraftwerk? What is Kraftwerk?
Kraftwerk, you would know, they did the theme song to Sprockets on Saturday Night Live. That's a
That gets you a nomination?
Very influential German band, Electronica. Yeah.
It tells you where you're going. Doobies, Pat Benatar, Whitney Houston should be locked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Biggie.
Okay. And Biggie Smalls. Yeah, thank you. You've probably heard the golden ratio before. Have you heard the golden ratio?
I use it every day in the kitchen.
That's it. The golden ratio, it's an old Greek formula that you can supposedly use on someone's
face
to determine how beautiful they are. A British cosmetic surgeon combined it with computerized mapping techniques. Are you playing Kraftwerk?
This is Kraftwerk.
Hey, this is Kraftwerk. I hope you're here. I hope you're enjoying this, the Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk in the induction ceremony at Cleveland.
What about this? What about the Golden Trilogy?
You're making me go backwards in the news. It really confused me when you do that.
I'm so sorry, so sorry.
Get your music on with those big fat fingers faster, and then I can talk about the Kraftwerk when we're doing the first toy.
Wasn't the Axis of Evil technically a triangle?
Yeah. Yeah, the axis of evil.
And what about the talk triangle? This is good, yes, and?
This is where Mike talks.
You are talking about the talk triangle, and I'm talking about the golden ratio.
Ratio.
You cannot confuse the talk triangle with the golden ratio.
Please continue to talk of the golden ratio.
A British cosmetic surgeon combined it with computerized mapping techniques to determine the most beautiful woman in the world. And it is...
Chrissy Metz.
I'll get a little... let me... Chrissy Metz, thank you. Now, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Bella Hadid. Bella Hadid is the kind of model where I find it difficult not to stop and look at a picture.
She's gorgeous.
She's
striking.
That stunning.
Striking, yes.
And if you're up on celebrity culture, you've probably heard of Bella. Her sister is Gigi Hadid.
Mm-hmm.
They are both daughters of Yolanda from Beverly Hills, Real Housewives
and
of Beverly
And the father
Hills.
Is Joe, right?
Joe Hadid. Carpet guy?
Yeah.
That's a DC local joke. There was good enough where I'm not going to give him crap for it.
We stand
Just take a look at Joe Hadid.
Yeah.
They're pretty famous models.
Yeah, they are.
And by the way, Yolanda was married to David Foster, who dumped her, and then like in an hour married Catherine McPhee.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like 150 years younger than me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Upgrade.
She doesn't know
so
about craft work.
Disgusting. Makes me sick to my stomach.
I know.
Felicity Huffman began serving her 2-week sentence in a federal prison in Dublin, California, yesterday morning. Let's see. Felicity is the first parent sentenced in the college admissions scandal. She paid $15,000 to give her daughter a leg up on the SATs. Her relatively light sentence had a lot to do with the fact that she accepted responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, very keen.
And pleaded guilty almost immediately. In addition to her time behind bars, Felicity was fined $30,000 and slapped with 250 hours of community service. So there's that. And she'll be home for Christmas, isn't that?
And William Macy playing miniature golf.
Very good. Here's the latest mangled English that's now officially on the record. The Oxford English Dictionary just added a ton of new words to their dictionary, which basically validates them as real words.
Does this bother you when they do this?
Yeah, there's too much of it. I feel like I'm reading one of these stories
every
week. It still fascinates me, but it kind of seems like they're overdoing it. Chillax is a verb to calm down and relax. That is how you're shaking.
I've been saying chillax since I was a kid, and my dad would always beat me afterwards.
Yeah,
Rob, you're shaking your head because you think it's watering down the English language.
Of course. You know, slang has its place, but use it like spice, not as part of the dictionary.
You use a lot of spice.
Nomophobia. Do you know what nomophobia is?
Nomophobia. No, I don't.
Fear of missing out?
No, anxiety about not having access to a mobile phone. They actually put it in
there. That'd be fomophobia.
Fomophobia. Fomophobia.
Promposal. An invitation to be a prom date.
And by the way, that's not ruining our children.
Whatevs. That's in the dictionary.
Whatevs is wrong.
Yeah, that's used a lot on the floor of parliament now.
Oh, and here we go. Fake news.
Hey!
I can't believe a deep fake isn't in there yet.
Sad.
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 Sad. I will not cooperate. ever been eating a breakfast burrito and thought to yourself, you know, this is good. I just wish the tortilla was like 50 times doughier.
Yes.
We can do a taste test, and this is why I brought this to the fore. Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Ooh, across the street.
Great.
Just started
service.
Testing a new breakfast burrito that's wrapped in a bagel. Oh, and a tortilla too. A tortilla too.
A tortilla bagel? Too. A tortilla then a bagel? Timmy, or a bagel tortilla?
Timmy's? And Timmy's has sandwiches too. Ross Clavins. God knows where he is.
I think we know.
Wrapped in a bagel and a tortilla too. That's right. They wrap eggs, bacon, sausage, cheese, and hash browns in a tortilla, then wrap that in a bagel. Bring it in tomorrow.
Fantastic. And because it's Einstein Brothers, they do all that and then they serve it to the wrong person.
Actually, selfishly, I'm not here tomorrow. Bring it in Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday.
Free day.
Unfortunately, for now, they're only testing. I didn't read ahead. F you, Einstein Bagels.
Where are they testing?
They'll never
markets.
Have it at our
New
store.
New Mexico?
Where are they testing?
No,
it?
Five stores in Colorado.
Oh, because they're all high.
Boo, boo,
how do you get
boo.
National press on
yeah.
that?
Yeah, Rick? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
Einstein
disappointed.
Was a very smart man.
Disappointed in that. No, I'm not. And now a little something, something.
Ah, yes.
They say you're never more than 6 feet away from a rat.
Oh, my God.
But if
don't
you
I
have,
know it? Gross.
If you have plastic drain pipes in your home, you're probably even closer.
Oh, no.
Pest controllers are warning that millions of supersized, disease-ridden rodents are scurrying into houses after gnawing through plastic drain pipes as temperatures plummet. While traditionally drain pipes were made from cast iron, most modern drain pipes are plastic, and pest control experts are warning that rats with razor-sharp teeth can chew through them.
Mm.
Although they normally live underground, rats go in search of food and warmth this time of year, and houses are at risk of invasion as we face the coldest winter in 30 years.
Mm. Oy.
But that's actually in the UK. I just kept the UK part out to scare everybody.
I got lead pipes, Mike. I'm all good.
No, it's plastic pipes you have to worry about. Fortunately, this year, most of the rats are on the east side. It's the bedbugs uptown that you have to really worry about in England. That's a Rolling Stones joke. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Rats on the east side.
Bedbugs uptown. Mike, I'm really worried because my house was built during that era about 15 years ago when they were making pipes out of cheese.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
and
I'm
dots.
Doing, yeah, dots.
MF Mother
dots.
Dots.
That's right. Dots. All right, we'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
There's a guy from Barump who's a big noisemaker. He'll help you win big on your football picks. His bets are the best you won't regret. When he speaks the truth on TMOS, shouting,
We will bet you. Bet you.
Nikki Diamond delivers every week. Before you make your picks, take some advice from a guy who says,
these picks are diamond certified.
How can you lose with a guy who has an 85% success rate so far this season?
Bank on it, baby.
Your football weekend starts Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show. Because
with my picks, the NFL stands for never f***ing lose.
And it keeps it.
Thank you very much. I like this song. Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife as old Mac Heath babe. And he keeps it out of sight.
Perfect.
Yes, friends. Whether you're attacked by a man-eating shark or stabbed by a bloodthirsty German serial killer, death is no joke. No thanks. But I tell you what is funny, the TMOS bonus show. That'll make you smile. It will lacerate your funny bone with bloody good fun. I don't know what you were drinking last night. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no holds barred sixth episode of TMOS. So don't be a B negative. We're a positive. You'll love it.
Don't just be negative.
Yeah, I know. Be negative like blood.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Just click the banner on our website. I know I mangled it. I'm sorry. I do
all
that
right.
Sometimes.
That's all right.
Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all our bonus. TMOS bonus show brought to you by RKO Studios. There's never been a better time to go to the movies, and Radio Keith Orpheum makes the films you crave. Whether it's a Ginger Rogers musical, a Johnny Weissmuller Tarzan picture, a screwball comedy like Bringing Up Baby, or the clever monkey shines of King Kong, RKO is the way to go. Just remember that RKO is a division of General Tire, and their most recent release is the Nazi thriller Verboten. Try to catch it on the big screen, which may be tough because it was released in March of 1959. RKO, greeting the new millennium with a close sign. Thank you. Since they were closed in 59.
That's right.
Now let's open up the old Jesus.
How did you find that one?
RKO Pictures. They made Citizen Kane. Sort of a big deal 100 years ago.
Radio company, too. There was a radio station.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mike. Do you ever download one of those sleep apps? Not the ones that are like white noise, like our beautiful friend Todd Moore makes, but the ones that monitor your sleep. You don't need to because you have a sleep number.
You mean Todd
bed.
Moore, who used to come on this show?
I remember when he'd come
Tomo.
On the show.
Tomo. Tomo. I can invite him on.
He's afraid to come on now.
He won't come on the Spin Factor.
He's afraid of me.
He won't
me.
Come into the zone?
They won't come into the zone.
Afraid. Sad. Sad.
Sad. Sad.
So they have these sleep apps you can download that record you so you know if you're talking in your sleep, tossing, turning. Some people snore and you want access, you want to know that. And there's like a sound-activated recorder.
Oh.
So a guy downloaded it and he found out he really wasn't much of a snorer or a talker. He just farted all night.
That's actual...
Yes.
Play that again. That's the rhythm.
Well, you see, the thing is, it's noise activated.
They put it together. They put
so
it together.
It only, it's like your Ring doorbell.
It's
it only comes
all
on.
So this is different ones. This is throughout
the night.
They're violent.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's a Budweiser drinker. And then back to his job as a radio engineer.
Hold on a second. Two things I want to clear up.
Yes.
If you want to get Tomo on, we can get him on anytime.
Yes.
And right. Two, could that become a white noise for some?
If they didn't know what white it was. White is not the color.
All right.
Brown noise?
Would he come to the theater? Would he come to our studio?
I think he'd come out here. Yeah, of course.
Does he plan to come to Vegas?
If he's still in town, This is the God's honest truth.
Is he going to Florida again?
He dropped off his dog. We love Bear, his dog. Santos and Bear get along very well.
Mm-hmm.
Bear is a beautiful dog. Beautiful
he dropped dog. Off his dog for an overnight, for like a sleepover at our house. And I asked Shane, it doesn't matter to me. I was like, are they traveling? I don't know where they're going. And Shane, I was like, where'd they go? They go back to Florida? And she goes, no, I actually don't know. And the next day, I see a post from Todd. He's at the Annapolis boat show. That's where you go to look for a boat.
That was a while back. Did he get a boat?
I don't know if he has set sail or not, to be honest with you.
ASAP, yes. I want Tomo in the studio before we go to Vegas. Yes. Is he coming to Vegas?
I'm almost positive he is.
Excellent.
Right, get him in the studio. Yeah. I need to talk to him. Yeah. I want to know what's going on in his world.
Raise all the cameras. He's very tall. Very tall.
Man. And he likes to stand.
I say Elton John is touring the talk shows to say that he's not going to tour anymore. But I do love Elton John as a personality. I know he's not much of a singer anymore, but you can't discount his amazing run of hits. He has
an interesting talk show guest.
Great story about Stevie Wonder.
You let Stevie Wonder drive your snowmobile. Now, I have to say, just the part of you owning a snowmobile would be enough for
me. I didn't own it. I was at the Caribou Ranch in Netherlands, and I was recording.
Ah,
okay. It was thick snow, and Stevie wanted to go out in a snowmobile.
And Stevie went behind the wheel.
Yeah.
By himself.
By himself. And we thought, okay, that's another rival gone.
As you know,
we gotta go back and watch that interview.
Stevie was fine. Yeah. Are you,
you
still?
Know what? Jimmy Kimmel. Let me tell you what Jimmy Kimmel brings to the table.
All right.
Jimmy Kimmel still reveres celebrities.
Yes.
And he treats them like Carson. Carson revered celebrities.
You're right. And Fallon
he let
never
them
has.
Go. And then Fallon doesn't do it. And to a lesser extent, Conan's not the best interviewer in the world.
No.
But, and Letterman wasn't that. But Kimmel still likes to let him run and defers enough where he's confident in himself where he will do that.
And he and, also... And this is
where, yes, go ahead.
He's so self-aware that he will also cop to when he has misstepped. And I'll give you the best example, and you could probably find it if you're a Stern fan. He talks about Microsoft hiring Kimmel to roast Bill Gates and on his last day of work before he's leaving in front of all his colleagues and Steve Ballmer, his former co-founder.
Right.
And they said, do you want a roast or do you want a corporate roast? What do you want?
You can be pretty tough.
And then the Microsoft team says, no, a roast.
Right. Real one.
Yeah. He believes to this day that the staff didn't understand what a roast was. Because he's making all these really over the
intense,
top, very aggressive jokes about Bill Gates. And Bill Gates is standing to the left. Sitting to the left of him, like a real roast. And the only person that was dying laughing in the entire room because they could tell that Bill was uncomfortable. And look, Bill Gates at the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, they're doing great work around the world.
Absolutely.
The idea of Kimmel standing there and continuing to roast this man where Steve Ballmer's the only one that's laughing.
Oh, God.
And everyone else is uncomfortable. That he said, he was done, he said to the press person or the comm person, something along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing, he's like, I don't think you guys really understood what a roast meant because that really didn't go as well as I thought it would.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Right? But self-aware to know when to kill and when he didn't kill and just do it regardless.
Right. There's something about him that is, of all of them, I think the most real when I see
he's
Jimmy
affable. Gale.
Genuine.
He's
his interview with Howard Stern is arguably, in my opinion, the best interview with Stern I've ever heard because Stern is at ease, if Howard can be, at ease.
Let his guard down,
He really can't all the time. But he is relaxed enough because I do believe they are genuinely friends.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see Howard chill a little bit when he's doing his interview, even though he does the whole shtick. He's a DJ. He will always be a DJ.
Yeah,
he will always do shtick when he's out there. But it was great to see that and to see Howard, kind of enjoying being Howard for a while.
Yes,
what I mean? It was really
it allows
nice
the guests to enjoy
Very
themselves.
Cool.
So
Very cool.
You're right. It's a lost art. I do love, Mike, are you still getting most of your news from Seattle's Q13?
I every single day I get their update.
Yes.
My assistant here gives it to me.
But we'll close with this. I do like a real genuine slip up. And obviously this might be Freudian. It might not. I think she meant to say marinara sauce. That's the thing. She meant to say marinara sauce.
Lunch in the Seattle School District, teriyaki chicken.
It's a lunch update, Mike.
Lunch in the Seattle School District, teriyaki chicken with rice bowl or turkey sub sandwich. And Ken, it's the Mozzie Dunkers and marijuana. No. Marinara.
Very interesting day at school today.
Our chicken burger and everything. Rockin' ravioli. Yeah, you'll be rocking with garlic toast and a Tacoma bean and cheese chalupa with Mexican rice. Have a great day at school, kids.
Good news is everybody was a member of the Clean Plate Club. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, nice. Poppers. Jalapeno poppers with marijuana sauce. That's delicious. Looking forward to that. Listen, I've got a day tomorrow, and the boys will be here with the Yaks. It should be special. I'll be back on Friday. I do want to tell everybody that the Yak Shack is always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Also, Rob takes your letters and your cards and your gifts with open arms.
Mm-hmm. Your well wishes. That's what I require. Your well
what
wishes.
What do you require?
Your well wishes.
Well wishes, yes. Give him well wishes. And Oscar's off to our second location of Podcast Village, downtown in the former wine district of Washington, D.C.
Precisely.
Where things are popping, ladies and gentlemen. And we are 1 month away from Vegas. Even if you do not have a ticket to the show, come on out and you might bump into us at the hotel lobby. I don't know why I'm rambling, but I am. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sunset. Bow to your sunset!